Hello there, this is Shaladio coming again to you on another episode of Random Gist. The title of today's Random Gist is Don't Fingerprint My Soul. Don't Fingerprint My Soul. Wow, I'm not sure you are able to guess where I'm coming from, judging from that title alone. Don't Fingerprint My Soul. So that's what we're going to be gisting about today. Now, let me paint the scenario for you, and then we'll go into the real life issues. Now, the scenario is this. I remember many years ago in Nigeria, we used to have a bread, you know, like, we used to have like young girls or young ladies hawking loaves of bread, you know, hawking loaves of bread on their head all over the street. You know, for people to buy. So you beckon to them from the front of your house and they come over with their trays and, you know, put their trays down and you look at the loaves of bread you want to buy, you know, just have a look, examine, and you decide which one you want to buy and you pay for it. Now, when I was a lot younger, when I was a kid, there was something I noticed. I used to see some guys who were time wasters. And what they will do is that they will call these girls, not really because they had an intention to buy any loaf of bread. What they will do is that they will start pretending as though they want to buy a loaf of bread and start examining these loaves of bread. They'll start pressing them, you know, start fingerprinting those loaves of bread. Now, unfortunately, in those days, when these loaves of bread were being hawked around, some of them were not wrapped in nylon bags or plastic bags. So what you have is that they are exposed loaves of bread, and these guys will hold these loaves of bread in their fingers and be fingerprinting them and, you know, just holding them, pretending to examine them, pretending to ensure that these loaves of bread are succulent enough for their consumption. And after about 5 minutes of fingerprinting a number of loaves of bread, they end up not buying any loaf of bread. And the young lady gets upset, say, "Hey, leave my bread alone. You know, stop fingerprinting my bread." And then she takes her things off in anger. So you have this scenario where you've got people, in fact, there are other occasions where people work in a supermarket and they start fingerprinting these loaves of bread. And at the end of the day, they end up not buying anything. Now, the problem with fingerprinting these loaves of bread is this. The problem is that when you visibly, you know, fingerprint a number of loaves of bread, what then happens is that the people who come after you've left will notice that there are fingerprints on these loaves of bread and they will bypass them. So at the end of the day, what you have is that the loaves that look new and look fresh, they get bought, and the ones that have been fingerprinted get neglected and get avoided by subsequent shoppers. So that's where I got the inspiration from. Don't fingerprint my soul. Now, where are we going? This is the real McCoy. Now, I hold conversations with people and, some people just tell me, I'm dating this guy, I'm dating this girl. And then I ask the question, so for how long have you been dating this person? And I get all kinds of answers. 6 months, 1 year, 18 months, all sorts. And I begin to ask myself, what exactly is this dating thing all about? Seriously, I don't understand it. There is no precedence for dating in the Bible. I didn't hear that Abraham dated Sarah. I never read that Isaac dated Rebecca. I never heard that Jacob dated Leah and Rachel. I never heard that Solomon dated any of his wives. I never heard that David dated any of his wives. Not even Ruth. What was this dating all about? All I know about pre-marriage moves about these people was that there was a clear intention both by the either by the man or by the woman that they wanted a marriage. And they went straight to the point when they knew what they wanted. They didn't hang around, mess around, fingerprinting people. And then after fingerprinting, now decide, do I want to marry this person? Do I not want to marry this person? Essentially, what I'm saying is that I have not found a precedent for this dating business in the Bible. It's a question, I mean, it's a conversation for another day. But let's assume that you are dating. Okay? So, like they say, don't judge me. So let's assume, let's leave you to date. Now, my problem with it is this. You date some geezer for 2 years, and then 2 years later, the guy then decides that he's not going to marry you. That's nonsense. Just absolute nonsense to me. Nonsense is a waste of time. That's fingerprinting. Because in those 2 years, you have been soul tied with this person. Your expectation level has been raised. Only for you to hear that, I'm not sure I really want to marry you. Then the guy moves off and goes and starts dating another person. And before the men begin to think that I'm after their heads, there are also female time wasters. In fact, let me even tell you a story that should interest you. Many years ago, there was this, seriously, I didn't even know about this dating business. This dating business where you just waste somebody's time for two months or 2 weeks or 2 years, and then you just wake up and say, I don't want to marry the person, and then you just move on to go and date another person. I didn't even know about it. Seriously. All I knew was that I want to marry. And now that I want to marry, I keep my eyes open for another serious person who also wants to marry. It's as simple as that. So I was eyeing this lady and I was getting close to her. And, in fact, we had even began to hold discussions. And we had begun to talk, dig around, poke around in conversations. Not that I told her I wanted to marry her or that she had told me she wanted to marry me. We're just, poking around in conversations. And she was already poking around as well that, are you seeing anyone at the moment? I said no. And I also asked her the same question. Are you seeing anyone at the moment? She also said no. So at least we're beginning to get the message across to ourselves that, the door is open. So she had already given me the signs. In fact, she didn't attend the same church with me. So she was asking me questions like, the pastor, will your pastor be agreeable to you, marrying someone who does not currently attend this church? Of course, when a girl asks you that question, you should know. Your sharp mind, your Lagos mind should know that, something is up. So I decoded the missile, I decoded the message, and I returned the message. I said, seriously, there's nothing wrong. My pastor sees nothing wrong with that. So, I can marry anybody that I want, to be honest. And in fact, we can even pay him a visit. We can even pay him a visit and just to say hello to him as friends, if you want. So, and just watch his body language and reaction. So it was like we were, sending the signals to each other. And then what happened? I decided to tell a friend of mine who was very close to her about it. And at first, the guy appeared to have played along. And then suddenly, he just turned up and said, look, Shola, I don't think I want you to marry this girl. I said, what's going on? To cut a long story short, he said, look, I attended same secondary school with this girl. I have seen this girl, date a number of guys and dump them. And that this girl even told me with her own mouth that I just enjoy dating people for a maximum of 2 years and just dump them in the dustbin. And she had just dumped a guy after dating him for 2 years before I came along. So, and I knew this guy. And then she told me. And then my friend told me that, have you asked this other guy what actually happened that made them break up? You know what I told my friend? the same silly things that I hear on Twitter, I read on Twitter every day. It was what I told my friend. I said, you cannot judge a person's present by looking at his or her past. Is that not what you all say on Twitter? That don't predict my future based on my past. Is that not what you say? Okay. So I said, no. That's the past. You cannot judge her by the past. That's what I told my friend. And my friend just looked at me and said, Shola, be careful though. Be careful. And I said, But she could have changed. She could have repented. My friend said, be careful, Shola. In fact, I'm even going to stand against you. You cannot marry this girl. I know what I'm talking about. Then the guy now released the bombshell. And he said to me, okay, did she tell you that she's already seeing somebody else? I said, no. All she told me was that there was this other guy who was interested in a relationship with her, and that she had told the guy that she wasn't interested. And the guy said, is that what she told you? Say yes. Shola, this girl has lied to you. She's a liar. They are dating themselves. They are seeing each other. In fact, the guy comes all the way from Ibadan to Lagos and avoids campus and sees her in a burger shop. Go and ask this other friend of hers. Go and ask three other friends of hers. This guy has been sighted at the burger shop meeting with this girl. In fact, did the girl even tell you that they went on holiday together for 2 weeks out of Lagos? I said, no. So you see, she lied to you. She was just going to deceive you and string you on for another 2 years like the other guy, and then just dump you after 2 years. So guys, I had no choice but to just, walk a pass. So definitely there are female time wasters. And trust me, this other guy that she was seeing, they actually went on to date for 2 years and she dumped him. So I would have been the victim. So seriously, there are female time wasters who are not ready to marry, who can waste your life for you. They will follow you to all the burger shops, follow you to all the tantalizers, follow you to all the great restaurants, spend your money for you. And when it's time for you to pop the question, they'll just give you a big no and they'll walk away. So seriously, there are also female time wasters. So I must also warn you men that there are girls out there who just want to go to the best restaurants with you, get bought the best clothes in town, and when you pop the question, they will just dump you straight away and move on to the next stupid victim. Do you understand? So there are female time wasters as well. So I've balanced the game out. There are male time wasters, there are female time wasters. But where are we going? The issue is this. I'm beginning to look at a situation where you are a lady, you are, let's say you are 26 years old, for instance. Now, for most ladies, at 30, you begin to hit the panic button. At 30, you begin to ask questions. What's going on? Why am I not married at 30? So let's imagine that 30 is like the cutoff point where you put the panic button on. So at 26, if an idiot is going to turn up to date you for 2 years, it means that you have a maximum of two people to run through before you reach 30. Does that make any sense? So if a person comes, waste your time for 2 years. So 26 to 28. Then another person comes, waste your time from 28 to 30. So at 30, the panic button starts. Two people have wasted 4 years of your life, 4 calendar years of your life on dating. What's this dating nonsense about? Excuse me, if I've been asking people, what's dating? They say, dating is where I get to know you, you are, you get to know who I am. It's still nonsense, and I'll tell you why. If I meet you and I cannot know who you are in a maximum of 6 months, I am either dumb or you are a submarine, a complex submarine that will take 6 Harvard professors 3 years to understand. Do you understand? So if I cannot know who you are in 6 months of going all over town and all over the shops and cinemas with you, then there, something is wrong somewhere. It must be that I have come to waste your time. That is the issue. So a lot of these dating things are time wasting ventures, and this thing will affect the women more because they are the ones who are more concerned about their biological clocks. The men have no problem, so they keep dating serially. So they date for 2 years, dump this one, then pick another one and say they are dating. Excuse me. You women, you need to wise up. You need to wake up. You need to soji. Anybody that comes that cannot understand you in 6 months to make a decision, just pack the person to one side and move. Seriously, 6 months, 1 year. After 1 year, that is absolutely nonsense. How can you date somebody for 7 years and then at the end of the day, the guy said he's not going to marry you? 7 years of your life. You are just 28. Somebody dated you for 7 years. Do you know what that is? Do you know mathematics? 7 out of 28 is 1/4. 1/4 of your life you spent with one man. Habba, habba. Are you Methuselah? 1/4 of your life with one man. So anybody you have spent 1/4 of your life with has fingerprinted your soul. And by the time another man comes along, that boy's fingerprint is on your soul, and it makes it difficult for you to connect with another person. So for me, dating is questionable, but the issue is that, okay, fine, fair enough, I won't stop you, go and date. But all this you're dating, if it goes beyond 1 year and the guy cannot say categorically to you, I want to marry you, then your life is being wasted, period. If nobody can understand you in 1 year, he has come to waste your time. After one, how can I be going all over the place with you for 1 year and not know who you are and not be able to predict you and not be able to know whether I want to spend the rest of my life with you? Excuse me. I don't understand that. 1 year, 1 year is the maximum. 1 year. If in one calendar year you still don't understand me, then you are a time waster. Just go. So another serious person can come. That's why, you know, the bread seller will say, leave my bread alone. Stop fingerprinting my bread. So anybody who has come to date you for over a year has come to fingerprint your soul. That's exactly what's going on. I saw something on Twitter last week. Now, it was an angry tweet by a lady in America. Now, what has happened? This lady was dating a guy. This is your dating business, right? No commitment. You just be going all over the place. You be going from cinema to Tantalizers to Nando's to Pret. No, you just be going aimlessly. Aimlessly. And you just be hoping that the guy will now pop the question out of the wilderness one day. But in the meantime, just be going aimlessly from restaurant to restaurant, from cinema to party, from party to nightclub. In fact, the guy is even already sleeping with you. I mean, and yet, no question. I mean, how can you be that stupid? So, she was dating this guy for 2 years. Guess what? One day, she just woke up. And this guy had posted a picture, a photo on his Instagram. Now, what was the photo about? The photo was him kissing another man. So, effectively, this guy was gay. So, this lady had been dating a gay guy for 2 years and wasted her life dating a homosexual for 2 years. Now, my point is this. If she had boundaries that 6 months you don't understand me, you can't make up your mind, get out of my life, she would not have wasted more than 6 months with this time waster. I mean, this is a time waster now. How can you be dating a girl and be dating and be kissing a man? I mean, you are a bloody time waster. So if she had sent the guy packing after 6 months, she would not have been in that wahala. So that's the point I'm making, that you need to set a time boundary. In 6 months, 1 year, if the guy doesn't understand you, is a time waster, Just clear him out so that serious people can come. Anybody who's staying that long with you is fingerprinting your soul. Take it from me. And excuse me, if anyone is going to date you, don't let them have sex with you. Because once they have sex with you, you're becoming soul tied with them. And then one day they just wake up and say, they are going. What if the guy is going to marry me? Can't I sleep with him? Excuse me. You don't even know if he's going to marry you. So what's your problem? Don't. And besides, it is wrong. You are sowing whoredom into your future. It is wrong. So don't allow all these dating people to sleep with you. Don't let them touch your. Don't let them touch your private part. Don't let them sleep with you. That's exactly what I've come to say, that anyone dating you for that long really is a time waster, and they are fingerprinting your soul. And at the end of the day, I mean, you look at it. So if I'm 28 now, so you want to date me for over 2 years before you can decide whether you want to marry me or not? That's time wasting. 6 months. 6 months. We should begin to see some sign of seriousness. 6 months, 9 months, 1 year. Somebody should speak up. Are we in this business or not? If we are, let's jump in. If we are not, goodbye. And as soon as you make the commitment, that commitment must be publicized, must be known. As soon as I told Moni that, pop the question to Moni, and she said yes, by the following week, we had gone to see my pastor. I told my pastor, this is the person that I am marrying. I didn't tell him, this is the person I am dating. This is the person I am going to get married to. I took her to my parents. This is the person I am going to get married to. I was definite. I was serious. Whether you call it dating or anything, I don't know. And she was still in school. I was already working. And guess what? After that decision was made, how many years later did we marry? I think we married 5 years later. So effectively, we cut it for 5 years because she was still in school, and I needed to wait for her to finish school, finish youth corps, complete her youth corps, and then we get married. But as soon as that commitment was made, she was off the market. I was also off the market, and that is the issue. Whether you call it dating or courtship, I don't understand. It's your business, whatever you call it. But nobody was wasting each other's time. So excuse me, don't let anybody fingerprint your soul. Don't let anybody squeeze the bread and leave their fingerprint. So if you now look at it, so if you now date 4 people from the age of 22, so each of them comes from two years. So by the time you are 30, 4 men have fingerprinted your soul. So the man that comes after 30 only has 1/5 of you, 20%. Of your life. That makes no sense. Or one guy just dating you for 10 years and at the end of the day you all scatter the thing. That makes no sense. If the guy cannot speak up after 1 year, then someone needs to hold that conversation and get something going. You understand? So I want to end it here. Don't fingerprint my soul. If there's anybody that has been dating you for donkey years now, I think you need to hold that conversation. You need to prompt that person. You say, okay, yeah, it's the man that says the thing. Fair enough. You need to start sending a few signals that you are not getting any younger. So you need to send a few signals. You need to make the guy uncomfortable. So if he has something doing, he better let you know. And if he doesn't have anything in mind, then he should let you go. You are following the guy all over the place. You follow him to Tantalizers. You follow him to Pret. You follow him to Nando's. You follow him to Silverbed. You follow him to Galleria. Are you an escort? You are escorting him all over the place. If he needs an escort, let him go to Allen Avenue and get an escort. You are not an escort. You want to marry. So why are you behaving like an escort? If he needs an escort, let him go to Allen Avenue. You are not an escort. You are a responsible lady who wants to get married in a reasonable time. So you have no time to be escorting some time waster all over the town. So that's exactly my point. I didn't have time to waste. So as soon as I heard that girl was all about wasting time and escorting people all over the place, I packed my load and moved. Our visions don't tally. I want to marry. She wants to escort. If you are not an escort, then you need to hold that conversation with that guy. What exactly are you doing? We have been dating for 3 years and I'm not getting any younger. So what's happening? Well, I've said my own anyway. You don't have to agree with me. But seriously, anybody dating you for over 1 year is wasting your time. Somebody needs to hold that conversation. Somebody needs to speak up and let's know exactly where we are going. Okay? So if you want to hook up with me, my Twitter handle is Shola Adio, SolaAdio. Thank you. Bye. And lastly, don't let any time-wasting geezer fingerprint your soul. Okay?